without any washing.
You have to wash.
Washing a woman.
Washing.
Or man.
Or machine. That looks alright, doesn't it?
I think it does. I was far too loud last time. Fist away, don't they?
Fist away.
That's what they say. Fist away. We're off to Amsterdam soon, aren't we? Oh God, hang on. Am I too loud now?
Start there again.
No, I think I'm all right. Let's have a little.
I think you'll be fine.
Can you start?
Just talk.
Riff for a little while.
Just riff. Talk about fisting away. That's all right. That'll be all right there. Ish.
Yeah.
A bit higher.
I think you could come up a little bit. Maybe your natural voice would be.
The gains would be.
Well, are you right up?
No, I had a little bit of room on the old gains.
Did you?
On the Gloria. That's all good.
There we go. I think that might be better. Let's just keep it at that.
Marvellous.
Right.
Mate.
How are you? Feels like ages since we've done
this.
It's
been too long. Do you know what?
Go on.
My life has felt a little unfulfilled, and I was trying to work out what it was, and I think it's because I didn't have you in my life, Dan.
Oh, wow.
You and the pod.
You, me and the pod.
Missed you terribly.
I've missed you as well. I've not really done much. I haven't done anything in that whole time. When was the last time we...
What do you mean?
Oh, I did go
to America.
I did go to America. New reader start here. Should we say that? New reader start here.
New what?
New reader start here.
What's that then?
If you're a new listener to it.
Okay.
I've got some words to perhaps describe you, to introduce you to people if they've just started listening. Is that all right?
God, here we go.
And you've got to tell me what you think of them. I've got grafter.
No.
Oh, I've got fun liking. Not loving, but fun liking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Loyal.
Yeah.
Supermodel.
Yep.
Soup model, have you done any of that?
Yeah, not so much of that.
Cabbage specialist? No. Trier?
God loves a trier.
Adam Woodyatt impersonator. Have you ever done an impression of...
No, but I should imagine
Beale?
He's probably worn one of these in his time, hasn't
he's
he?
He's worn a snood, no doubt. I've got here Brit Award winner. Sorry, Brit Filter winner. Have you ever won a Brit Filter?
No, I haven't.
Tombola or something? No.
God.
I've not gone go getter, I've got stay getter. So you'll have it, but as long as it's on the coffee table.
Stay in, yeah.
Yeah?
Stay getter. Well, that's like that when you're trying to reach for the remote control, isn't it? And it's managed to find its way.
You will have it.
I'll have it if it's within reach. If not, I'll just watch whatever's on.
Exactly. And finally, podcaster.
Podcaster, that's the top of the list, isn't it? Yeah. Dan, and you're a globetrotter. How was America? I feel like I've got so many questions for
you. We went to America. We went to Florida to visit family. Our family, specifically. My wife's family. Well, you can imagine.
You went, like, the photos you sent of the weather, was that your... Were they photos from you, or was that just stuff you'd found online?
What were they?
Well, like,
what do you mean?
Proper, like, hurricane and...
That wasn't that bad, actually.
There was, like, roofs coming off buildings and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that was, because that was the tornado or hurricane in Jamaica, wasn't it? Which is just down the street, I think.
Just down the road,
the way. Geography's not my strong point, but we did get some of it, yeah. And the next beach, Mexico City, was Mexico City Beach, was pretty bad. Yeah.
Okay. Were you scared?
No, because it never got that bad where we were. But they say the next resort along, but that's like 2 hours away.
Oh, I see.
You know what America's like? Everything's massive, isn't it?
Everything's massive.
So we went to Panama City, which is just fucking unbelievable. Just beautiful.
Really?
It's one of the sort of panhandle kind of areas of Florida.
Yep.
And we obviously planned this for maybe 18 months. This is an expensive sort of trip, really. Only went for a week, but...
The pod money started to come in.
Yeah, we've got so much money, I just didn't want to do it, so we went there.
I mean, I had a seat on the plane, I couldn't make it for...
Didn't matter, I didn't bother cancelling, there's no point, we've got so much money. This Patreon money is lovely, you know. And so we went via Atlanta.
The lost city of Atlanta.
Five hours.
You were fucked. You were knackered.
Do you know what? I wasn't too bad.
Right. You're not flying the plane, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm not walking. I'm sitting down for the majority of it.
Yeah.
5 hours. But there's lots to do. Atlanta's the busiest airport in the world. Did you know that?
Is it? Do you know what I thought it was? I thought Schiphol was the busiest airport in the world.
That's what my son told me. Sometimes he does say things that aren't true, and I just
he's probably right.
It was everything you could imagine at Atlanta Airport, so we didn't get bored.
Right.
And then we got there, and I think of America, and I think it's all sort of a little bit, you know, have a nice day, and
yeah, a bit false.
So I was very sceptical for the first 2 days, sort of going around prodding things with my cane and, you know, tipping my top hat at people and being more English and sort of Dickensian than I was. Ooh, it was like that. So very arch and camp, like a...
Oh, I love it.
Like a Dickensian detective, maybe, but I just fell in love with the place.
Oh, bless you.
I must have said it before, Americans act like their country's the best in the world. It's because it fucking is the best in the world. Really? Everything's clean and tidy and nice. Oh. And we're in the southern state, so that's sort of right in Trump country, really.
Yeah.
And there's like a Trump shop. Just in Panama City, there's a Trump shop.
What?
Buy Trump-related things.
What?
You know, like a mug and a T-shirt.
Oh, really?
All made in China, but,
China? Was there much in the way of sort of politics and you kind of...
Almost every conversation with Americans get into politics is unbelievable.
Pro-Trump mainly?
Yeah. So lots of my wife's family are pro-Trump. And they make a good point. They live under it. We just see it from a distance.
Yes.
And I have to
say... We see it through the eyes of the BBC, which is obviously straightforward and accurate.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
We are very much. I'm glad it didn't happen whilst I was over there.
You'd have been expelled.
Exactly.
Interested. And so, apart from the weather was windy, and then it settled down a bit.
And yeah, and it went up to 20. On the day we left, it went up to 27. So that was nice, just to see it. It was a nice sort of picturesque as we took off from Panama City Airport. You can see people in shorts and t-shirt. That's lovely.
The whole time you were there, it was just a bit chilly. You did a lot of fishing?
I did a bit of fishing.
You're converted.
I've never been fishing before, and I've only been a handful of times as an adult.
Yeah.
I think I might have mentioned it before. I used to go with my dad. He's a type of fishing. I didn't really like it. I liked to be home for the lunchtime edition of Home and Away. And I'd always eat my peanut butter sandwiches like 10 past 8.
Okay.
And I'd just be bored.
Okay.
Because it is a lot of waiting about. But
yeah. We
went down to the old dock there.
At night? Was this the night?
It was about... 7:30, 8:00.
Right.
And cast out with, I suppose she's my niece's boyfriend, about 6'5", about 300 pounds. And yeah, the fish were biting all the time. And the first thing that they caught, it's not the first thing they caught a catfish first.
Yeah.
Which was large. And then they caught a black tip shark. Fucking unbelievable.
How big was that then?
It's only a baby one, so about...
Baby shark?
It's about the size of a baby.
Like that parking space you reversed into that time.
It's about a baby's length. I think that's why it's called a baby shark, because it's the same size.
And looks like a baby.
Yeah. I had a bonnet on. that was fun. It was really
unreal.
Good. Interesting. And there was just this, I want to say stork or heron. What's the difference? One's margarine.
One's vegan, yeah. One's good for your cholesterol.
That's just waiting. Because they had such bad weather the night before, there was like a... On the dock. What's this dock? You literally... Everything's just fucking accessible.
Right.
So you literally cast from a step outside the car. So you can get that close. Everything's just sorted. And then there's this stalk in like a... What would I call it? Some water. And it was just waiting for the fishermen to just chuck them their fish.
Oh, I love it.
But we were putting the fish back because...
Because you're English.
Because you're English.
Good like that.
And then,
And away.
Ate some alligator.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Didn't see one live, but ate a
bit. Oh, so this wasn't... Wrestled it to the ground, stabbed it through the top of the head.
Crocodile Dundee. So washing your backside. We've done it. We spoke about that before, haven't we?
I don't think we're...
When he tries to work out what the B-Day is. Oh.
I think the other famous one is that's not a knife.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a knife. What was it like? Tastes like chicken.
It tastes just like chicken. Greasy chicken.
Greasy chicken.
Very greasy.
Was it deep fried?
Mm-hmm.
Was it?
We're in the south. Everything was deep fried.
Seriously?
Yeah, it was lovely.
No wonder you loved your holiday, mate. I just loved everything deep fried.
The portions, they were just massive.
Did you feel like you just needed to get home and reset back into
it? No, because I'm still not eating until after midday. So I was basically missing a meal.
Even over there, you were doing that?
Yeah, didn't eat. Didn't have sugar. Over there. But the rest of them did. They had. My wife put on 8 pounds in 7 days.
Good on her. She's holidayed properly in the States.
We did some thrifting in the thrift stores there. That was good.
Yeah.
I could do my job out there.
Oh, do you just want to take stuff to then sell on?
Yeah.
Do you see you were working? It was a busman's holiday.
Sort of, yeah.
Ah, what about Halloween? How was that?
Oh, it was absolutely amazing. Everything you think of.
Mm-hmm.
They have like a neighbourhood, and they have a police officer who comes and stops people coming in that neighbourhood after 6:30. So just a local police officer stops people coming in because the area is so good. People travel into their area.
That's what they want here.
They have a police officer. They've got so many police officers. One can just stop would-be trick-or-treaters.
That's unreal.
It was so impressive.
Yeah.
The boy literally defeated the boys. They were like, can we go home? We've got so much stuff.
Really?
Their bags were just bulging.
Did you go to Walmart?
Yeah, Walmart, Target.
Get a gun?
I bought a gun, yeah.
Take it with you? Like, just round trick-or-treating?
I just shot some people. Well, it's fine there, isn't it?
That's what happens, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just acceptable, isn't it? Just to have a gun.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything else American I did. Casual racism, a little bit of that.
You've had an experience. Good. You'll go back. You'll book it again, won't you? If it was easy.
If I could move there tomorrow, I would.
Oh.
But I've got a lot on tomorrow, so.
Day after?
Yeah, I might do. No, I would. I honestly, I just love the place. It's so.
Do you know
brilliant.
What? That surprises me. I don't think you were. I think it's fair to say you were a little skeptical.
I was. Definitely. Yeah. I thought, God, I'm just going to hate this. It's going to be all shiny and glitzy, but you just fall in love with it. It's just so nice. Service is amazing.
And genuine.
Nice people. Everyone we met were just really nice people. Perhaps if you lived over there, it wouldn't be as nice after a while. But
that's refreshing, isn't it? Maybe the world's not such a bad place.
I was very impressed with it.
Good, good.
What about you? You appeared at the Riyadh Comedy Festival, didn't you? Saudi Arabia?
It's similar.
Something about you not caring about human rights or something, wasn't it? You and Jimmy Carr?
We have to, you have to just go
where the money is.
Go where the money is.
Well, you were trying to convert them, wasn't it? So it wasn't a bad thing. They execute.
That's a bit like Jordan Henderson, yeah.
Exactly. They execute journalists.
Yeah.
They don't allow free speech
or
gay marriage.
Yeah.
But you were there to try and change it, weren't you?
Yeah, exactly.
And you thought sort of 15 minutes of impressions. You were doing Mavis from Coronation Street, right? And everyone was like, oh, fuck's that? That's what you've been, isn't it?
Similar. We went to Krakow? Krakow?
Did you?
Auschwitz, that's where we went.
Oh, yes.
That's, Auschwitz. That's tricky to tricky to get any material out of this. But, we went there.
Is there a big room full of hair?
There was a big room full of hair. There's a big room full of lots of things.
Is there a book you can write in?
No. Well, not that I saw.
No. What sort of experience?
So you go to the two sites. The one we did, you go to Auschwitz, and then you go to Birkenau, which is like the big concentration camp. And that was unreal, just how big it is. You know, because I think that's the thing. There's a lot you can read about and a lot you can look at online, but being there and walking it, and it taking a long time to walk the
scale of it.
Yeah, incredible, absolutely incredible. And then I think you try and sort of protect yourself a bit from the personal stories, you know, you just think, particularly you start thinking about your kids and stuff and what everyone went through. The one thing I did feel is that it's difficult to moan about anything, and I'm quite prone to a moan.
I like moaning.
Well, what I wanted to moan about was the fact that, so this is one of these weird things where you go on a, so before we left, we booked the tickets, but it's not directly with the museum. You book them through a broker kind of thing. So they say, this is your voucher. And when you arrive, 24 hours before, the time of your pickup, because we're getting the coach or the bus from Krakow, we will let you know a specific collection time. But I had between 5 in the morning and 1 in the afternoon or something. So tea time on the Saturday, I got a WhatsApp that said, your pickup has changed. It's 1:50 in the morning. I know. Well, again, because it's Auschwitz, and you think, well, I don't want to moan, but I'm not getting up in the middle of the night. That's quite a different time, isn't it? So that was quite stressful.
So you knew, because you knew the times weren't until 1 in the afternoon, so you knew it wasn't a mistake. Do you know what I mean?
I said, can we have it as early as possible? I mean, they took that very literally. I thought as early as possible, five in the morning. I thought that's quite early. That's still quite early.
Yeah.
But I was happy with that because it's an hour and a half to get there. And the museum opens at 8, I think it is. But I think the problem is we went on All Saints Day, which is like the day that they celebrate the dead. And that's like a public holiday in Poland. So we went on a very, very busy public holiday.
Right.
Which we obviously didn't know anything about when we booked the flights and everything. So I had this whole trying to get hold of someone, trying to ring somebody and say, look, we've just had this thing through, our tickets have changed.
Oh my God.
Now 1:50 in the morning, we've got a few hours to sort this before we then, you know, we were going to have to go to bed like in an hour to get up for this. And I said, we'll cancel it because we can't, we're knackered anyway, because we'd had a really early flight on the Friday, on the Saturday. And then so I sort of cancelled it all. It's like, oh, forget it. We'll just find another way of doing it. Went to the tourist information place in town. And this guy said, that's completely correct. He said, the earliest I can do is 2 o'clock in the morning. He said, you can make your own way there and try and get tickets directly with the museum. But I don't think you will. And if you did that, you'd have to get there at like 3 in the morning and queue. And you just queue outside. It's all very random. But what...
I'd be stressed now.
We then had, when I think sometimes you feel outside of your comfort zone, you're thinking, oh, I don't really know how this is all going to pan out. And then I got an email to say, we found you a different time. We can now pick you up at 6 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, oh, perfect. So that's what I was expecting first time round. But then we walked to this pickup point on the outskirts of Krakow thinking, there's no way anyone's going to turn up. This is all just, it's all on an email or a... And then this coach turned up and this lady came out and read our names out and handed over tickets and lanyards. There's nothing like getting a lanyard to feel like you were then immediately like reassured and it's all going to go. And she was brilliant.
How long have lanyards been about, do you think?
I don't think they were originals from the museum. I think lanyards probably late 80s.
Do you think?
I think BT was probably the first place to... BT or the police, maybe, or...
If you know, ring
in. That's
great.
And why they named... I mean, that might be Mr. Lanyard, I suppose.
Ian Lanyard.
Ian Lanyard.
Sir John Lanyard. Go on, sorry.
So, no, we... but then we had an hour and a bit drive to the first museum, the Auschwitz Museum, which... opened in 1948. That is bizarre, isn't it? To think that so soon after the war ended, it then became a museum. You think that's just it's the most horrific thing. But also, I was slightly worried that the Anna, who was driving the minibus, could only see out of like a what would probably be like a letterbox site, the whole windscreen steamed up, and she was just like wiping this tiny bit of, and I felt like getting up and like. Obviously, that's not... It's not the done thing, is it? You don't touch someone else's windscreen.
No, you'd rather die. You'd rather die.
Yeah, exactly.
In a ball of fire.
But
off a cliff.
I thought, she can't see anything. I couldn't see anything. But she was... You know, I was not sitting directly behind her, so I assumed that she was doing okay. So we were slightly relieved to, A, get our lanyards, B, get there safely, and then just... difficult to sort of describe, really. It's just
how long is the tour? Do you walk around with
you
somebody?
Do about an hour and a half. Well, you have headphones and she does the whole tour as well, so she's driven you there and then she does the tour. You have to stay fairly close to keep in reception, you know, like, but it's very, very, very quiet. There's obviously just no, you know, even though there's lots and lots of tour groups, it's just it's very respectful. It doesn't feel touristy. It feels like a... And there were some rooms that you go in and she would say before you go in, there's going to be silence in here, we're not going to be talking, there'll be no photographs. People still take photographs, don't they? Because people are absolute idiots.
Yeah, they're probably never going to take
photographs. Why would you take photographs? You know,
when you've been told not to.
And they were, they were belongings. And she said, these are belongings and, these are the, like that you mentioned the hair and stuff. This is people who have been murdered. So, and you think, yeah. And I couldn't really look at that because I think I was, I was just thinking about the kids a bit at that point. And that's just really, it sort of gets to you. But then you get, that's an hour and a half. Then you have a 10-minute drive to Beer Canal, which is the massive concentration camp, the big gas chambers and stuff. And that is just, it makes you think. Makes you think about things. Although, I don't know. It's like one of those things where you think, well, I should be feeling this. Or I should be feeling, And then you come back to your life and you still moan about the same stuff. And that's
still moaning about pastry in the morning.
It's like human nature.
Yeah, this is the Ipswich Town Social Club.
Yes, I know. What on earth? That's But it's an experience, and I think I would, if anybody wanted to go, I would recommend it because it's very well done.
Did they have a gift shop?
Well, not really. I mean, they had a place where you could buy books, and they recommend certain books and certain films because they get very, very not precious. What's the word? They get very particular. That's not the right word either. There is a word there somewhere. There are certain films and books that have portrayed Auschwitz, and they say it's not the right, like The Tattooist of Auschwitz and the Boy in the Striped Pyjamas and all these kind of, they're all works of fiction, but there are a couple of, they said The Zone of Interest, which I don't know if you've seen that, and that came out a couple of years ago.
Is that like The Corridor of Uncertainty?
It's like that, but less Yorkshire.
Right.
It's basically, it shows it from the point of view of the commander, the German or the Nazi, officer. So he has this house and this swimming pool with his kids, and he lives right next door to the, and it's his experience.
Oh, really?
Which is quite interesting, because I think when I spoke to someone at work about it, they've recommended a book called The Choice, which is from one of the survivors, and she's still alive, actually. She's 98, and she was there with her family, and she talked about the torment that the prisoners were going through, the mental torment, and she said that she had the choice to just, she went on to live a full life and everything, and she was talking about, like the psychology of it all and the fact that this isn't very podworthy, is it?
It's interesting, very
it
interesting.
Is, and I think I'd like to read more about it. I think I've become I don't read books and stuff, but I'm going to try. It's too much hard work.
Yeah,
but I would like to know a bit more about it. And my mum and dad have always been keen to like talk to me about the wars and the military and stuff, and I'll be like, yeah, whatever. And I think seeing that as like, this didn't happen a long time ago.
No,
and that's bizarre, because when you think, it was like a lifetime ago. Well, it's our history, isn't it? That's the thing. It's just unreal. Some of the photos you see of not necessarily graphic things, but people making decisions about people's lives and just pointing to the queue of you're all going to the gas chamber, and that's just like literally like almost like showing them where the toilets
are. Yeah,
horrendous. But yeah,
I'm going to cut all that out.
Good on you.
How'd you get there?
What to?
You fly there?
We flew. Yeah.
I had a horrible feeling that you drove.
We drove. I think that's not beyond me, though, is it?
Yeah, I did think so.
Particularly in our car that has been condemned by more than one mechanic. Yeah. Well, since the condemnation, if that's the word, it's behaving itself beautifully. I've driven more miles in the last 3 or 4 weeks than I ever have, just to prove that the car is fine. It'll always... I think it heard us talking.
Yeah, definitely. It's like Herbie, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like, you need a new car. You've got... got milky residue around your oil cap.
Well, you get to a certain age, it will happen.
160,000 miles, that's when it starts to happen, mate.
Exactly, yeah.
She had her heart set on a Volvo, as we know, and now she's looking at getting your car. Not your actual car, but
a
Skoda. She wants an estate. I think she wants to make everything as impossible as she can in terms of parking.
Yeah, it's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
A car's too big to
reverse park.
Maneuver.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're just normal men. Have you got anything happier to talk about?
I think I have. I might have some notes on my phone.
Do we need to talk about football?
Yes.
Okay.
Football has happened.
Should we work backwards? Nah, stupid idea that is working backwards. And let me get the results up on my. What's it called?
Well, phone? I think what we need to. As this is quite a somber podcast, or it certainly has been from my contributions, we should spare a thought for North Stanley, who. I don't know if we mentioned it in the last pod, but he's had two trips up north to. He went to the Preston game and then he went to the Blackburn game, but we might have mentioned
Oh,
that.
We've definitely mentioned the Blackburn game before.
Oh, poor old Lee. I think he's. Although, since then, we've been doing all right, haven't we?
Yeah, done really well.
4-1 wins away from home on the trot.
It's QPR and then whatever the last game was.
And that was Swansea.
Oh, do you know what?
Burgess, right.
Yeah, let's talk about that because that's funny. I really like him, and I'm quite vocal
in saying that that was a mistake that we got rid of him.
And he's now best defender.
Yeah, and he's down scored two.
I mean, that is like, you know, if you were to write a movie, he'd rose in the last minute and headed in to win, and he'd run up to the manager and sort of gave him.
You've written a black comedy there, haven't you? With
yeah,
him.
But what happened? That's like when. That is one of my favourite things in football is when an underdog in the FA Cup loses at 18-0. I love it. It's not happening at 18-0, is it? But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like a good old walloping. I love it. That's football, isn't it?
It's the magic of the cup.
Poor Burgess. Poor.
And also, I took to BBC Sport because I watched the game and thought, fair enough, the second one was definitely an own goal. But the first one, I thought, it's not an own goal, it's just deflection. So I put on the BBC Sport website, I commented and said, it's beyond me how a goal-bound shot that takes a deflection can be listed as an own goal.
What, Leif Davis?
Yeah. And this man came back and said, it wasn't goal-bound, it was going miles wide. So I was like,
I was going for a throw, I think.
It was like a Kipre effort.
That was awful.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was a proper... They were two proper own goals,
weren't they? Fantastic, weren't they? Yes, that is football for you. That's bloody football for you.
Bloody football. And we had the Watford game last week.
Should have won it.
Yeah, that was a bit frustrating. But I think there's a thing with, in the last 10 minutes of a game, when you're desperate for the win and you're piling people into the box and the ball's, you know, flying around, few chances, it's just human nature to hit the ball as hard as you can, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And that's the mistake, I think, because there were three efforts, Taylor, Kipre and Nunez. They all just absolutely like trying to take the back of the goal out. And you think, if they'd have just placed it, and it's easy to say that, isn't it? Because it's like the adrenaline's going and everyone's just take a breath. Yeah. Like, you've got, the goal is there. I wonder if they talk about that.
Like, must be
the mentality.
The very best players, I reckon, are able just to...
Just ignore the moment and just think, the ball's here and the goal's there and I'm just going to place it.
Yeah, like I would if it was the first minute.
But there was they were just snatching at it. It was fucking absolutely... Yeah, they were...
Every
the finishing was poor.
Every opportunity to win that one.
Yeah. But we're not doing too bad, are we?
No. And then, have we spoken about the...
Norwich game.
Have we spoken about the Norwich game?
Not much to say, is there?
How'd they get on?
I think they won...
Something that I don't know if I mentioned, they were obviously talking about very much on socials about Nunes.
Yeah.
And listening to the radio beforehand, the commentator said that both sets of fans will have their eyes glued to the team sheet. And I thought, no, once you've got the team sheet, you'll have a look at it. It doesn't change.
Stay looking at it.
It's not a fucking live document, I thought. I nearly text in. As if I can, why would you?
Well, you should go into football cliches. I'd have loved that.
Oh, yeah, would have, wouldn't they?
That's right up there.
Glued to the team sheet. That's all I can say about that game.
Glued to the team sheet. I was just all glued for about 10 seconds, aren't you? And then you've...
Yeah, but... Yeah, but you wouldn't look at the goalkeeper because you'd know. See all the defence, you'd just sort of have a look.
You had a bit of an online spat with a Norwich fan, didn't you? Which was quite. I thought it was quite civil. About
until the end.
Ah, what happened at the end?
Oh no! When he told him he should wind his neck in,
he said that it was all just a big.
I said it's embarrassing.
Yeah,
the fuss we made over.
And then we started with him on the bench. and then I think your point was, well, he's not our best player. He's not even our best player in that position.
Oh yeah, he said, it's just pathetic. You have you made all this fuss, and he was on the bench, and I was like, well, I don't understand what your point is. And he said, well, Man United wouldn't have Bruno Fernandes on the bench, and Liverpool wouldn't have Salah on the bench. I said, they're their best players, and he's not our best player. He's not even our best player in that position.
Yeah.
But Facebook's not the place for...
No, but I thought that was quite... As Facebook debates go, yeah. I thought it was quite civil. It was like, you know, he was a reasonable man making a fairly unreasonable point. But that was quite nice, sort of sitting back and watching that unravel.
Yeah, I normally resort to calling them names and then get banned. So I've done well to...
You did very well. It's the new you. My neck is killing me.
Oh, you've got a pretty bad neck. What happened to your neck?
I don't know. I slept funny, but I didn't have a lot of sleep because I was out last night. It was at a gig in London.
Oh, my God.
And you'll have heard of him. You're going to love him.
Is it Phil Cole?
Mac DeMarco. Do you like Mac DeMarco? You've not heard of him.
Was he in EastEnders? Did he play Pepe?
That's it. Oh, I think everything we talk about is basically from 1987.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought, I don't really know who he is apart from the boys like listening to him. And maybe we'll play a bit at the end, 10 Mac seconds DeMarco. Of Mac DeMarco. He's an interesting guy to watch live.
Right.
He's got. But that was at the Hammersmith Apollo on a Monday night.
Formerly the Hammersmith Odeon.
And I forgot, I forgot about the. I forgot all about it. Until Sunday, and it was like, oh, okay.
Oh, really?
And we know from Hammersmith. We ended up in that same pub that, you know, the Riverside that we went to?
Yeah.
We ended up, the queue was so long from the Apollo that we ended up walking towards the Thames and then went into that pub, which was just round the corner from where we saw Fantasy Football League. And I don't really know London at all, but it was weird to go back in the.
I think I've been here before.
The pub? Yeah. It's like a Fulham pub.
Oh, Fulham pub. Oh, yeah, I suppose.
It's not far from, yeah.
Barnes. Okay.
But yeah, so that was a late night. That's a long way.
You're always doing things.
Well, I think I need to slow down a bit. I think I need to just stop trying to show off and booking stuff. And just.
So what, this neck thing, has it come from?
I think it's the thickness of my pillow. Too thick.
I'd take one pillow out.
Yeah.
For that reason, or I position the pillows at my L15. I don't even know what that is.
I think it is. I think less is more when it comes to pillows.
I've always wanted to use this joke, but I've never had the opportunity to say. Since I had my neck operation, I've never looked back.
That would have been better. Would it have been better if you hadn't have set up that? I don't know. That was good. I like that.
Yeah.
Should we insert a round of applause there?
I'll do that.
TV? Traitors. Did you watch it?
Loved it.
Did you manage to do American trip interrupt it at all or not?
It did, yeah, but we managed to catch up and still we watched the final on Saturday evening.
Yep. And you still didn't know?
No. They're quite good, the BBC. I know they're really bad at reporting the truth, but
yeah.
they're not telling you that Alan Carr won Traitors. So,
spoiler to anyone.
Oh, sorry. If you've not
put that at the start of the pod.
Yeah.
Who's not yet seen the Traitors? You got me into the Traitors when it was the non-celebrity one a couple of years ago, last year.
It's great, isn't it?
Unreal. So good. We've got North Stan Lee into it now. He loves it.
What about Joe Marler?
Yeah, he was
went
good.
Wrong. I like him now.
Yeah, he's a bit crude online, isn't he? He's got a few, I don't know, it's just...
I've heard his podcast a few times and I thought, oh, well, you're a bit of a dickhead. But I quite liked him.
That's what people think of us.
Yeah, probably.
No, he's naturally very funny, wasn't he? Good comic timing and he's very watchable.
I love his little smile.
I like his little smile. It's the most gorgeous little smile, I think. Oh,
he's got a lovely little... It's a lovely
looks across
wind-up.
And does a little smile. He's brilliant.
Nick Mohammed is very lovely, isn't he?
He is. That was an iconic moment, wasn't it? When Alan said, I am and always have been a traitor. And Nick Mohammed just went, fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
My wife said she can't imagine Nick Mohammed being a comedian. And I sort of know what she means.
Yeah, well, because he's too nice.
Yeah.
And he's too sorted. He's not vulnerable enough.
Yeah,
he's not
maybe.
Messed up enough. He used to be a magician, didn't he? Or he still is. An amazing memory man, isn't he? He does all that weird sort of... He can memorise...
getting a car and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, really? And they do it by planning a journey, don't they? Yeah. When they see all the things. I
don't know that many things.
Yeah, but I can't understand it. If I can't remember fucking cars, I can't remember what things I put in my bag. It just doesn't make any sense.
And who did you bump
me.
Into at the bus stop?
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. It's just more things to think about.
Exactly. It's worse. If anything, it's worse. At least you know their numbers or royal family.
Ooh. God, don't.
None of that.
You
won't find us on any of the Epstein lists, will you?
No.
And that is a Ipswich Town Social Club guarantee. Oh, I'll put an echo bit there, should I? We could have like different.
We could do all sorts of stuff.
How's your
fucking podcast?
How's your beefcake journey going?
I'll just think back to the 10 minutes I was waffling on about a bloody concentration camp in the middle of Irish. That's going to have to be. We'll put a disclaimer at the start.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a fucking mixed bag. Isn't it? What did you say? How's my beefcake?
How's your beefcake journey going?
My beefcake journey.
Well, you and I were going to get super fit, weren't we?
Well, I was doing really. I was doing really badly, and then it got worse today. I had my tea, just about to leave the house, saw we've got a bit of French stick left over, cut that up and put some butter on it, and then used a bit of caramelised onion hummus, and just fucking dipped loads of it, and just ate it all. I didn't need to eat any of that.
Yeah, that's lovely, isn't it? It's so bloody nice. Lovely. I never feel bad afterwards I have stuff like that.
No, but you're not eating sugar or eating anything in the morning.
I'm just not having fun.
Oh,
that's another thing. My holiday to America is probably the first holiday I've enjoyed in about 20 years, maybe.
Bloody hell.
Just never enjoy them. That's what I come home. That's anxious the whole
time.
This
is great, Dan.
I don't want to live there. I'm not going to live there.
You could be like David Earl, look, talking about Antigua.
Yeah, I know. That's exactly even when I was looking at the houses over there, I was thinking this is David Earl, Antigua.
Are they expensive then? Or?
No.
Are they not?
My problem would be health insurance. I wouldn't ever be able to get health insurance. That's a problem. You get much more bang for your buck over there.
Right.
It's never going to happen. My wife said, oh, maybe we could get a holiday home. I thought, well, I can't even afford this home, let alone a second home.
Yeah.
Be nice, though. A timeshare still a thing?
They should be, shouldn't they?
Or did Anne Robertson stop all that?
Yeah, I can remember that from holidays. Like, my dad saying to my mum, look, I've just got to go out for the afternoon. I've just got to go and sit somewhere in a room. And at the end of it, we'll have
cake. Know,
yeah, or 600 fags or something. Or like, just
really?
Sit through the whole, all that dodgy stuff going on holidays in Tenerife and Gran Canaria and all that. Like,
I think my uncle and auntie bought a house in Spain, which they owned for about 10 years, and then found out that this whole estate was built without planning permission.
Oh.
I'm sure of it.
That wasn't the Brinksmat stuff, was it? The Kenneth Noy, that was all.
I'll tell you a story about him if you want.
Oh, off pod. Off pod.
Off pod.
Private news.
Yeah, private news. We'll private that.
Noy, Kenneth Noy story. Right, I like to go to my phone, put notes on.
Yeah.
And then forget everything about them. So it's dear daughter's birthday during half term.
Oh, I've got a present for her, but it's at home. Oh. I couldn't be bothered to wait for it. So I think my wife is seeing your wife on one of the days.
That's adorable.
One of the days we can invest.
Yep.
That's what I call weekends now.
Yeah. Snappier, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you for that. So we had a games night and a Chinese meal.
Chinese style meal.
God, that was lovely, that was. Anyway.
Where did you get it from?
Leverisham King's Garden. Gainsborough? It's weird, isn't it? I mean, there's about 10 in between.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Exactly.
I love Chinese food.
Yeah, but we played Uno. And something else. And then there's this game with, you've probably seen it, well, it's got the alphabet, and then you've got categories, and you've got to press down all the buttons of the alphabet, things you can think of.
Yeah.
And the round was cheeses. And everyone was like, well, I know cheddar, but I don't know any of the other cheeses. So we were, but you can press any letter, so the timer's on, and you can hear it ticking, and then whoever's I don't quite know how it works. But anyway, my dear mother-in-law said, oh, you got loads of cheeses. You got Eden. And then she said, and Gorgonzola. Like Gianfranco's English stepbrother.
Cheesy brother.
Gorgonzola. And I thought, I'm not gonna mock you. Not now. I'm gonna make a note of it in my phone and do it on Spotify. But we love them. We love them. We love them to bits. Wouldn't have it any other way, but they do come out with some random stuff. And that's
Eden and Gorgonzola. Eden. I've played that game.
Yeah, it's quite a good game, but it does it feels stressful. It's like a stressful game.
Yeah.
It's like when you can hear something ticking along, you're like, nah.
Yeah.
Like, let's make it stop and just eat our Chinese. So yeah, I'm going to go through Time Tree and see what else we can get up to.
You've any other what Time Tree? What's
Time
that?
Tree. It's our
Tony Robinson.
It's our app. On Sunday I've got a night out with my dad. I'm going to Norwich to go and see David Olusugia. Sugar. The guy out of Traitors.
Oh yeah, a historian.
Doing a thing called A Gun Through Time. It's all about three different guns that made Britain or something. My dad's majorly into his military and weaponry. I'm not, but I'm going to try and be a good son and learn all about it. Right, what else we got? We haven't had a quiz for a while. That's sad.
No, I can't, and I won't be able to go to any now because my wife works on Thursday.
What on earth?
Well, I think what she did is found out the only night that you of the week that like, I ever wanted to, you know, even I'd probably go to that maybe four times a year and just ensured that I wasn't able to go to it.
Yeah. Oh, I've got some good news. I've got great pod content, which is basically our favourite subject, which is getting a man in to do a job in the house.
Yeah.
But then there's a twist. Because I didn't use that man, I then used YouTube to do it myself. You love this sort of story, don't you?
I love this sort of thing. Yeah, I've got a man in story, but yeah.
Have you? I wonder if it's the same man.
Could be.
My man's called Richard.
No.
Okay.
Not the same man.
Not the same.
Different
man.
Fella.
Different fella. So, we've been in our house for 20 years, and all the windows are starting to. Yeah, PVC windows are starting to. Handles a bit gone a bit, and some of the metal bits and the hinges and all that kind of stuff have started to, like, there was a window in Lewis's room which is shut and you can't open it because the thing's fallen apart, the little mechanism thing.
And when
I think it's called an S-bag.
Oh.
S-bag? E-S-P-A-G? Window fitters on listening will know exactly what that is.
Yeah, they'll know, won't
it's they? The metal bar that runs down the join of, you know, which goes and you lift it up and the things lift up, the little mushroom things lift
they're
up.
Exciting,
and,
aren't
yeah.
They?
Well, that had all become detached on two or three of the windows. Got a guy around, and Richard. I managed to get him to come around the morning of my daughter's birthday. So she was there opening presents, and then this guy turned up, and my wife was thinking, what, now? You know, yeah, wow.
Sometimes you can't, with a tradesman, you can't.
Just get him around.
Got to be done.
He then looked at the window, and he said, yeah, you're going to need a new one of them. I wish I knew what it was called. I watched him.
You were recording it, presumably. So you
I was just taking it in. I was really absorbing it, knowing that no matter how much he quotes me, I'm going to do it myself.
Yeah.
And he said, and then you need a new hinge, and that will be £200 for one window. Thought, now I know I'm not a window person.
No.
But that seems a bit steep. So then I had a whole afternoon of no work, no nothing, no plans. So I thought, I'm going to get into YouTube and like properly study it. And then found this website where I could get the thing for about 14 quid and then a hinge. Although slight negative bit of the story is that the hinge isn't the right size, but the window still works fine and locks and unlocks and all that kind of stuff for about 20 quid. And that is a result. Once you've found the bloody website where you can get all these spare parts and stuff, that's just like the most exciting thing.
Yeah, that's brilliant. You've done
so
that.
So like, yeah, 200 quid was the quote. Probably all in about 20, and then, but the satisfaction of doing it myself, doing a thing with actual tools, and it only took like 2 minutes.
Like a man would do, adult or woman.
Or woman, and just sitting down and thinking, I've done a thing. I miss that. I don't have that a lot, you see.
You haven't done a thing. I've done a hinge based thing myself, my
have
son's
you?
Door, yeah.
Oh.
He was just kept pulling on the door.
And he did?
He just kept pulling on it.
Oh, what do you mean pull on? Like the top of it?
Down, yeah. Because he's got a high sleeper and he'd be just like lean on it and look over. Of course, the hinges come out.
A little face.
Hello. Yeah, he's an idiot. But yeah, that wasn't as involved as yours.
I can't remember if we talked on the pod about the clearing of the drains. We must have done.
Clearing of the drains? Is that some sort of...
The drain rods. We did talk about drain rods, didn't
yours?
We? Yeah. Oh!
I've had a drain rod. Remember I got a... That's when I got a... Deployed a...
A Trevor.
Trevor.
Yeah.
Did you deploy a Trevor?
Well, I deployed myself.
You were Trevor?
I was Trevor. I had to get the drain rods off my dad, but...
I've got drain rods.
This was long. During the... Yeah, I should have... We've had... I'm sure this has been... I've been helped if I listen back to the old podcast.
Maybe. Yeah, we have
spoken about it. Oh, well, we... Yeah. Our neighbour came out.
We have spoken about this on this thing.
Oh, God.
That's grotesque, wasn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, what's your thing? You got the man...
I was in the spare room, and I looked up at the ceiling. I looked up. He looks up.
He looks up.
Football parlance.
He looks up.
He looks up. There's some browning on the... Which is strange because I live in a bungalow,
right?
And there's only the loft above, and I thought, oh shit! Yeah. I've got some expensive things in my loft. I've also got a lot of shit in my loft, but some expensive things.
You also like to hide up there. Let's not forget.
So, sure enough, there was a leak in the roof, which had then dripped through the ceiling. But luckily, in the spare room, so it doesn't really affect anybody.
Okay.
So, I got a Kevin in.
Oh.
I got Kevin in to come and do the roof, and it was expensive, but he had to strip out. And I sort of knew what the problem was going to be because we'd had the same thing a few years ago on the other side.
Okay.
Basically, the guy who did the roof had done it frugally, but he did it himself.
Okay.
And it required a patch-up job. Kevin came round. Do you know what the best thing about Kevin was, apart from him doing the job? He didn't want to talk. No. No small talk. Didn't want tea or coffee.
Oh.
Just wanted to get on with it.
Yeah.
Get it done. He rang me. He said, right, okay, I'll book you in. So we agreed to the price.
Yeah.
And he quoted me and I said yes because I liked him. We agreed to the price. He then said, we'll be in contact. He then rang me one day and said, I can come around in half an hour. I've got a free afternoon. It's like, perfect. So it got done. And then I had great delight in... A couple of days later, my wife saying, "Has that bloke got back to you? He's done it. He's done it.
Oh, he's done it.
He's
been in.
Kevin is a really reliable name, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's some names: Kevin, Gary.
Yeah. Trevor. Nigel.
Roy. Roy would be good. Oh, Gary.
Gary and Roy.
No wonder they're called Gary and Roy.
Siegfried. Gary was called initially.
He was, but I didn't remember that tiger when it attacked one of them. Do you remember that?
What, one of the Moffat brothers?
Yeah, Gary. It's terrible, isn't it, really? You wouldn't expect it, not in, Adair Road.
Hang on, so the roof, what did he have to do? Go on the outside of the roof?
He had to get up on he wasn't even in the house, it was even better.
Oh,
he didn't want to come in.
No wonder he didn't want tea up there.
Didn't even want to look at what caused. Actually, he did go in the loft, he must have done.
Right.
He did get in the loft to see it.
What was the cause of it? You don't know. It's just a lifted tile or something.
Where the valley is, so where the sort of roof comes out like that. This is good for a podcast. Comes out like that when the roof's like that.
Yeah.
The sort of join, if you like.
Yeah.
All the cement, which is put in the join, and the lead.
Yeah.
Basically, the lead wasn't wide enough. He used a narrow bit. So he had to strip it all out, all the old stuff, and all the cement.
Unplugged it.
And redo it properly.
Okay.
I don't know. He might not have done anything, but...
My brother and I tell you about the time I was asking if anybody in the family, WhatsApp groups, had a call box.
No.
And my brother-in-law came back and said, I've got one, but it's currently in the loft collecting rainwater from where a meteorite came through the roof. And he was convinced, because it was such a... perfectly round hole that it was a meteorite.
Did he find it?
Well, that's a good question, actually, because you would, that would be there, wouldn't it? It'd be in the loft somewhere. I don't know if he did, actually. But Yeah, I didn't borrow the cool box because it was doing an important job.
Gainfully employed.
Indeedy.
I tell you what, in America they have some lovely cool boxes out there. Oh, I found myself looking at
Is that why you wanted to move out there? Oh, yes. Oh,
gorgeous things.
Yeah.
I got well into all that sort of stuff and didn't realise I didn't actually need any of it, but still loved it.
Yeah. You can't beat a nice, well-made cool box. It's just the stuff of dreams.
Which one is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
Did have you avoided all the lurgy? Everyone else seems to be ill.
Yeah, I've managed to avoid it.
That's incredible. And you've been on planes and everything.
Been on planes. I'm only just coming off my antiviral stuff.
Good on you. You are literally a changed man.
Mm-hmm. Did anything good happen on the plane? I can't really think.
Round of applause when they land?
No, I didn't do that.
It's like people clapping the cinema. Do you do that?
It only happened to me once, and that was in America. It was in New York in 2007.
New York?
Watched 28 days later. It was 20 days. I don't know. It was
28.
It's the vampire year old thing.
Version.
Yeah.
Right.
And it was a horror, and I don't like horror movies, but we were in New York, and I don't know. I was 26 or whatever.
Right.
And. Firstly, every time someone died brutally at the hands of a, hungry vampire,
yeah,
everyone clapped and cheered. Then, about two-thirds of the way through the film, there was a baby crying. Someone just brought the baby in. It was a horror movie.
I can beat that.
Go on.
There was a baby and then in a different family, a child... at the Auschwitz Museum. I mean, baby, I think, is fair enough. But 6 or 7 year old child?
Nah, that's odd.
That is really odd. I'm surprised they allowed children to... Anyway, keep it light. I'd like to get your opinion on this, okay. Being an avid dad. That's it. You're an avid dad. You watch your children play sports.
I do.
You're on the touchline. You get involved.
Yeah.
Involved.
I'm present.
You're present. Now, our sport now is netball.
Yep.
Lewis is doing brilliantly.
He's a lot better than the 11-year-old girls he plays against.
He's got the height on his side, isn't he? But the so sitting on the edge of the court pitch,
Otis Redding.
Yeah. clearly, I could. Well, you can tell when they're after a helper. You think you're trying to avoid eye contact.
I have this every week, yeah?
Yeah. How do you do? You just wander off, go to the loo and
stuff? Just don't say anything.
Well, I'm a people pleaser, and they're looking for someone to score the game.
Oh, my God. Now, I don't know what scores are.
No, I don't. So I kept asking very silly questions. But the umpire, referee, adjudicator, she said, basically, if they score, that's one. It's like, oh, okay. But don't do a tally. Do, like, one. And then if they scored another one, cross out one and put two. So you've constantly got the number.
Yeah.
So it's not like a tally chart.
So no one's having to work out what they need.
Exactly. But the only problem is I was doing that and the timing because she'd given me a stopwatch attached to the mini clipboard. So it was all very official. I had a pencil, a proper scorecard and a stopwatch. And
I'm already feeling sick.
Four quarters of 12 minutes. And the thing is when the...
two numbers. All these fucking numbers.
When the 12 minutes were up, there was a little beep, but I had to let her know. But what I was desperate for was to be quite close to me so I didn't have to shout. Because
that's
like if you play bingo, you just don't want to win because you've got to shout out.
Yeah, I played bingo in America.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you win? No. You did, but you didn't shout. You didn't want to make a scene because you're British. So the scoring was fine. I felt like I knew what I was doing. You kind of have to concentrate on the game. There's someone else on the other team doing the scoring. And then they have to compare at the end. And it shouldn't be too difficult.
Yeah.
It's not cricket. Cricket.
You say compare, do you mean just say what the score is?
Well, they at the end, you have to make sure you've got the same score.
Oh, right. Okay, sorry. I thought one was doing one end and you were doing the other.
Verify that we've got the right score.
Oh, Christ.
But I've done cricket scoring quite a lot when I was younger. Yeah. And that is very complicated because there's...
there's obviously about 10 different signals from the umpire that there's you have to buys, work out. There's buys, you can have there's... one short. You can did it go for four or was it a six and all that? Your threes and like, and then the overs and bowling figures and all that kind of stuff. So I thought, well, just stick it through the hoop. I know they've scored or that.
Yeah.
And there was one moment where someone had scored, and then the referee went, "No, that doesn't count because there was a foul." So mm-hmm. I made a note of that. However, the opposing team scored right at the end of one of the quarters. So because I was looking at the time, and I wanted to see if that was going to go in, but I wasn't sure. Like with basketball, like
yeah,
if you've thrown it, that's yeah. all right, or whether that's you know. So I knew that they'd scored and that counted, and then I told the ref or the umpire that the time was up, but I'd only made a note. I was so focused on the time, I didn't put down the score. Now, this is where netball gets complicated, because in football, if you score, the team that have conceded take a kickoff, don't they? In netball, the throw-in from the centre alternates each time there's a goal.
Oh, really?
Or each time there's a
basket,
a point, a yeah. net. So, but because I'd missed out one of the goals, the ref who had the whistle, no, she had like a hairband on one arm. Every time there was a goal, she moved it to her other arm, so she knew which end had to restart.
Oh, right,
and she was getting really confused because she was like, "Well, my wristband," and I knew what had happened is because I'd got the score wrong, but I didn't know whether to say anything. And the other scorer was like, "No, it was 18-3 or something." Oh, team were losing, and I was like, "Oh, okay. Well, I've got 17-3," and she was like, "Yeah, but that doesn't make sense." And this was getting, and then everyone started to get involved. All the parents started to talk about it, and I knew that it was my mistake, and I didn't know when. You know, when you should like just own it straight up.
But you get to a certain point, you can't.
And I thought, well, I'm just going to just hope that I disappear somehow. I'll just dissolve into the bench.
You wanted to drive into the sea.
Exactly that. And then no one cared really, but they were like, "That's really confusing because I've got." And I was thinking, I know exactly what's happened there. In the excitement of watching this go in at the last second of the quarter, I've not made a note of the number.
Oh, no.
And my dear wife was like, "Just don't say anything. You just like, just don't say anything." Okay.
That's the best
But
way.
It's getting worse.
Yeah.
And then it got to the point where she was so confused about who was then starting the game, I had to come clean. I said, "I think it might be my mistake." But the other, there's another official on the other side who was agreeing with my score. So we were both wrong, so that didn't help.
Ah.
So she's like, "No, you are right." And then the opposition person was like, "That's really strange." I'm like, "Yeah, that's like this is a Tuesday night. I just want to go out and watch a
bit
of
netball."
That's
a lot of pressure. Oh. I think, I don't know whether I'm going to have to run the line or be the ref. What do you think is going to be better?
You're the ref. That used to be a thing in the paper, didn't it?
Yeah, it did, yeah.
I'd rather... what would I rather do?
Referee's got to be easier, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't like running the line. It doesn't feel right, the whole... I don't know how they do it.
I think I could run less if I'm refereeing.
Yeah, you've got the lazy S, haven't you? Have you heard of that?
Oh, no.
So if you're... Well, this is the pitch.
Yeah.
That's one lino.
Yeah.
That's one lino.
Yeah.
You cover sort of here and there.
Oh, nice.
So that's your S. Because you don't need to go over this side.
No, because you've got a...
But you kind of
you've got a
that.
Person there doing it for you.
The Lazy S. That's the name of this pod.
The Lazy S.
Lazy S.
Can we not knock it?
Oh, I've got a song. Do you want to hear it?
Never wanted anything more.
Really? Well, it is to the tune of Stacey's Mum.
Right.
You know, there's Stacey's Mum. It goes, it's about Philogene. It goes... Philogene is gonna score a goal. Philogene is gonna score a goal. And then it goes, Philogene is gonna score a goal. Philogene is gonna score a goal. But then it goes, Philogene is gonna score a goal. Philogene is gonna score a goal. Philogene. Do you see? Don't know if you like that. Not as good as the other one, but probably easier to sing.
I think repetition is key.
Yeah.
For football fans.
Yeah. If you can sing it at that awful, tuneless tone.
Do all your songs are based around Jaden Philogene, are they? Or you're a bit stuck on him, aren't you? What was that about? When it all
hit my hand. Just hit my knuckles. What was it when he had an argument with another man?
Matsiwa.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. But Ken, I spoke about it, I think, and said, yeah, well, you know, like something like where there's always arguments, disputes, so it shouldn't happen in front of people, or, you know, should, I don't know.
They will say it happens all the time, don't they, in training?
Maybe it
he looked angry when he scored his goal. This was a Watford game, wasn't it?
Yes.
He looked really angry when he scored the goal.
In the first half?
Yeah.
Angry?
He looked really angry.
Maybe he'd heard that song.
No, I've only just created it.
Oh, okay. Maybe he
hasn't
heard
the song.
There's
no way that anyone else could have come up with that. Maybe he's waiting for a song.
Maybe he's singing, what this fucking club needs is a song. A monotonous, repetitive...
Philip Jean is gonna score a goal. Philip Jean gonna...
I can just see that catching on.
This is horrible.
That's the answer.
It's also quite lifeless and droney.
It's like Portman Road.
Oh yeah.
It's like any ground with home fans in.
Exactly.
We have no.
Exactly.
So
I've got no notes.
No, but you've brought enough. You brought yourself, and you. I don't care if we just sit here in silence, mate. It's just nice to have you back in my life.
Oh, thank you. Tales from the...
from the crypt.
Yeah.
I think that's it. That's got to be it.
That is it.
That's got to be. Oh! On the journey to London yesterday, my boy, who, bless his heart, he does like his... He's a country boy. He likes his space. And he don't like being surrounded by people and
traffic
and stuff. He was telling me how stressful he finds it driving in London and being in London. And I said, oh, that's fine. And about a minute later, there was an accident in front of us on the M25.
What was there?
With a car. This is quite a common thing. Like a lorry, to the left-hand side of the lorry, a little blind spot where they can't see and people try and nip in. And then they cut across and then the car ends up on the front of the lorry.
Did you see that?
Yeah, but it didn't. Luckily, this didn't happen very long. He realised where he realised something was amiss and got out. We were literally right behind it, so we nipped round him. That happened to a friend of my dear wife's, and she got stuck on the front of this bloody lorry for ages. What would you do? Like turn the music down and just saving fuel.
Go for your email. Yeah, you're still going to get there.
Yeah.
I just think the damage it'll do to your tyres.
and your vertebrae. And your mental state.
And your L.
Yeah. Look at my tyres. Shredded. Look at them.
And my nephew is dead. These tyres. They weren't remoulds, you know. It's not, you shouldn't joke about that sort of thing, really. I'll cut that out.
Cut it out.
Cut it out.
Wow, that is some content right there. Football. Are you going to any games? Can't be asked. You're American football now, aren't you? All about the gridiron.
I went up to America. Fell in love with it.
Well, they know about Ipswich Town over there.
Yeah, some of them. I didn't see many football shirts.
No.
Not around him.
Right. Okay. I have got football. One more story.
Okay.
Which was, as we were leaving Krakow, I got an Uber. Because you can get that. You can do that nowadays. Like international. You don't have to. It's all clever, isn't it? You've got the app.
You've got an app.
That knows where you are.
How on earth does it know?
It's incredible. It knew. When I wanted a taxi, it knew I wasn't in Kisgrif. It knew I was in Krakow.
Did it?
Incredible. So I thought, let's do that. Went in Rome. Went in Krakow. And unfortunately, we went to McDonald's beforehand, which created a bit of an issue because it wasn't as fast as he was... Can I remember his name?
What, the
Adrian? That was parked around the corner.
Adrian. Hang on. Where's the McDonald's come in?
We were leaving our accommodation, and we were right in the centre of Krakow.
Right.
We walked past the McDonald's. I said, "You've got time to pop in if you want to get a breakfast." That was a mistake, because Adrian was 3 minutes away. He then pulled up in a very pedestrianised area, and I went and chatted to him. I said, "Look, they're just in the, and also you're not supposed to really take McDonald's into."
Oh no.
So it was all very stressful, but anyway, we managed to. Then started having a chat with Adrian. I was on the front, obs. He said my English is bad, and his. And I said
your English is bad. Fuck you, Adrian.
And then obviously he spoke fine. He spoke fine English. Like me.
Good lad. He spoke fine English.
But then I remembered about Google Translate.
Oh.
So yeah. We had a really long conversation. I mean, it started off on tricky footing because it was about immigration. I thought, let's move on from that, Adrian. Let's talk about football.
Yeah.
Because you're a man of a similar age. And as we were driving through the...
So a similar age to you?
Yeah, of a similar age to anyone, really.
Anyone of his age.
Yeah. We're driving through Krakow.
Warsaw.
Yeah, that's it. And as we were going through, and I was thinking, well, I don't know what the teams are in that city. Because you don't really hear about Polish teams.
No, not really.
Really?
No.
Well, there's two teams. It's a bit like Liverpool and Everton, or what used to be, across Stanley Park. Because it is just literally said, that's my team there. And across the way, it was this fucking great stadiums, you know, with the ultras and all that shit. And that's the enemy over there, and it's like a war. And there was just literally these two teams across this park, and I thought, I can imagine being in Poland and watching them.
Oh my god, yeah.
Proper atmosphere. Anyway, as we're driving away, I'm thinking, right, I need some common ground here in terms of football.
Yeah.
I was thinking, what a shame we haven't had any Polish players. And we have. Old Biegowski. And I forgot about him.
Yeah.
And he was my brother's mate.
Oh, was he?
So I was telling him stories about a firework night that went wrong and all this. And the guy, I mean, he was sort of chuckling away because I was like, but that was in the front of the car. I was putting all these messages and then pressing audio, whatever the thing is. Family in the back.
Yeah, thinking, so what are they doing? Well, eating at McDonald's.
They're probably thinking I'm just slagging them all off.
Yeah. Right?
And he's chucking it away and I'm like, yeah, I've got a new best mate. That's
fucking
brilliant.
Idiots, yeah.
Exactly. I can't bear the sight of them. I can't wait to get home. Yeah, so me and him having this conversation. That's the world we're in, isn't it?
Oh, amazing.
Just a full conversation about it. And then, I mean, he was then texting back, which wasn't great because he was driving.
Yeah. It's not a big thing.
Yeah, so there you go.
That's good.
That's the world we're in.
Right.
Do you want a drink? You want to go home and check on the loft, make sure it's still dry.
Make sure it's still
check on the windows.
I was going to check on where is Kevin's handiwork. Okay, is that it? That's got to be
it. That's fine, isn't it? That's okay. Good. Okay, upper town.
Right, see you in about 18 years. Night-night.